Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Xiaomi announced its second-gen foldable, the Mix Fold 2. It offers a 6.56-inch outer display and unfolds to an 8.02-inch tablet. Compared to the just-announced Samsung Galaxy Fold 4, it offers the same processor, bigger displays, and is 30% thinner when folded, although that doesn't account for a large Leica-branded camera bump. It's available for pre-order now, shipping in China only on October 16th, starting at 8,999 yuan, that's about $1,335 US dollars. Motorola announced its latest foldable, the Razr 2022. It drops the classic Razr chin that harkened back to the original flip phone, instead going for an all-screen design. The new Razr includes 2022 flagship Android specs, with a 144Hz OLED main display, a 25% bigger battery than the last Razr, and weighs 200 grams. It's available for pre-order now in China, starting at 5,999 yuan, that's about 890 US dollars. No word on an international release. Meta will begin testing default end-to-end encryption on chats in Messenger with select users. Messenger already offers end-to-end encryption through opt-in secret conversations, they're just not on by default. The company also began testing secure storage for encrypted chats on Android and iOS, letting you access saved chat backups with a PIN or generated code. It's targeting a full rollout sometime in 2023. Microsoft open-sourced the designs for most of its new emoji designs based on the Windows 11 Fluent design language. On GitHub, each emoji will have a full 3D version, a flat color version without textures and gradients, and a monochrome high-contrast version. Microsoft didn't open-source a few emojis, including any with the Windows logo and a paperclip. Google Fiber halted rollout in 9 U.S. cities way back in 2016, and there hasn't been a lot of news about the service since. In a blog post, Google Fiber CEO Dinny Jain updated that the service is expanding to new metro areas, even as in an interview with Reuters, he qualified that we are not trying to build the entire country. He named Arizona, Colorado, Nebraska, Nevada, and Idaho as Fiber's main focus for growth in the coming years. Mesa, Arizona approved Google Fiber service back in July, and it opened service in its first new state in 5 years when it began service in West Des Moines, Iowa in March. Bloomberg sources say Apple signed a deal with Futuro Studios, makers of the criminal justice series Suave, to fund development and production of podcasts. In exchange, Apple will get a first-look deal to turn any podcast into a film or TV show. Apple reportedly signed similar deals with other studios, investing up to $10 million to date. The Federal Communications Commission rejected SpaceX's bid to receive $885.5 million from the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund to expand its Starlink satellite internet service. FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel said the agency couldn't justify 10 years of subsidies on developing technology that requires expensive on-site terminals. Disney reported Disney Plus added 14.4 million subscribers for a total of 152.1 million in its Q3, beating analyst estimates. In the quarter, Hulu reported 46.2 million subscribers and ESPN Plus 22.8 million. The company will also launch an ad-supported Disney Plus basic tier on December 8th in the U.S. for $7.99 a month. At that time, ad-free plans will rebrand to Disney Plus Premium, increasing pricing 38% to $10.99. Hulu will increase subscription prices on October 8th, with the ad-supported tier going up $1 to $7.99, and the ad-free tier up $2 to $14.99. Google updated Search to now use the multitask unified model to improve the quality of featured snippets shown at the top of search results to quickly answer queries. The model will compare featured snippets against high-quality sources online to determine if there's general consensus on what is displayed, even if the source uses different words to describe the same concept. Twitter began rolling out its civic integrity policy ahead of the 2022 U.S. midterm elections. As part of this, Twitter will use new labels for misleading information about elections, which it said has increased click-through rates by 17% in testing and decreased further engagement. Twitter will also roll out more sophisticated alerts for suspicious activity on candidate and party accounts with an expedited account recovery process. Google Meet added a live sharing feature, letting meeting participants interact with shared content. This includes YouTube, Spotify, and select games. Google Duo originally added this feature earlier this year as an exclusive for Samsung's S22 and Tab S8 devices. And finally, according to documents submitted to Brazil's National Competition Regulator as part of its acquisition of Activision Blizzard, Microsoft claims that Sony pays developers for blocking rights to prevent them from adding titles to Xbox Game Pass and other subscription services. It's not clear if Microsoft is referring to Sony paying for exclusive rights for its own streaming service or some other practice. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.